Hashem, we're continuing our learning in Sefer Simla Chadasha. So we were discussing various she'elot regarding hefsek, stopping between a bracha and a shechita, when a new bracha must be recited. Now the rabbi speaks of an interesting machloket of one who speaks between shechita and shechita, between one animal and the next. B'davar she'inu mitzarchei shechita, which normally we say that's called a hefsek. But what is the halacha if one speaks between one shechita and another shechita? Not between the bracha and the shechita, rather between one bal chai and the next. So there's a big machlokas rishonim regarding this. And he says, sach ben shechita l'shechita b'davar she'inu mitzorchei ha-shechita, afilu mila echad yesh machloket ben aposkim mitzorch bracha acheret olo. If a person spoke between two shechitas regarding matters not related to the shechita, so there's a machloket between the poskim if a new bracha must be said. And he says, ulachen, tzarich lizaher shelo yasiach klal ben shechita l'shechita. That's why it's appropriate to be careful not to speak at all between one shechita and the next, because you are going to be in a doubt between the poskim if you have to recite a new bracha. Vim irash asach nira li kedei lahotzi nafshe mepelokta, yasiach da'ato meashchita al yedei she'akom emekomo v'yasok bedvar machirim, ke'eno otze lishchot ad hachar zman harbe, she'az keshi yachzor lishchot, hiye chayev medina levarech. What should he do if he did speak? So he suggests that to prevent any problem, this speaker should distract himself. Yasiach da'ato, he says, from the shechita, by going to another place, and after some time has passed, he should go back and recite a new bracha and slaughter the next bal chai. So if im yifshar la'asiach da'ato, let's say it's just not possible for him to do this, he can't just go elsewhere. He says, halacha l'maisi yishchot b'la bracha acheres the suffix brachas la'akil. Then he should continue slaughtering without reciting another blessing. Why? This is based on the halacha that any uncertainty regarding brachot, we are lenient, safek brachot la'akel. So again, we're talking about someone that spoke between one shechita to another shechita, bedavar she'inu mitzarchei shechita. So there's a machlokas in the poskim if he needs to recite a new blessing. Ladina, Simla Chadasha says that if he could be Masiach Daita, he should be Masiach Daita, that he should walk elsewhere and deal with other things. And it comes out when he comes back to Shech the next Baal Chai, he's Mechuyev to make a new blessing. And if he's not able to do so, says the rabbi, then he should be Shochet without another bracha. Why? Safik bracha is Lahakal. Now the next if Yud speaks of an interesting case where someone recited the bracha of the shechita, he's mevarech al shechita, and then he hears kaddish, kedusha, he hears thunder. Should he make the bracha? Should he answer amen? Or do we say, how is he able to do so? It's an hefsek. Interesting case. Im birech lishchot v'shama kaddish o kedusha o shama kol ra'am v'kadome. Person said the blessing to slaughter, and then he hears kaddish, kedusha, he hears thunder. So what should he do? He makes it into two, he splits us into two categories. Im shomeha onim ho mevarchim lo yafsik klal, rak yishma mehem v'yeh shomeha keone, ve'az lo have a hefsek ben bracha l'shechita, ben shechita l'shechita. He says that if the shochet heard the responders, he heard other people responding, or the one that was leading the bracha, then he shouldn't pause, he should listen, and his listening is as if he was answering based on the concept of shomeha keone. Now the second case is if he's Iyaf Shalishma Onim, he's not able to hear those other people. So he says that would be totally where he's holding. If it's Bein Bracha L'Shechita L'Yafsik Klal, he should not stop. And if he did stop between the Bracha and the Shechita to answer the Amen or to recite the bracha on thunder, Yivarch Shenis L'Shechita, he should make another bracha because he was mafsik. But if it was between one shechita to another shechita, he does not need to say another blessing on the shechita. He explains that he does not need to repeat the blessing because the person didn't pause between the bracha and the beginning of the action, which he says tchilas ha-maisa, and he only paused for a mitzvah that was overus, that was passing, and therefore he does not have to say another bracha. So to summarize, let's say you made a bracha on the shechita, and then you hear kaddish kedusha, you hear thunder. So there's two levels. If he hears the onim, hears other people, he shouldn't stop. He should listen, and he should rely on the concept of shomei ka'onim. And this would be bein if he heard it, bein bracha l'shechita, or bein shechita l'shechita. The second case is if he does not hear the other onim, the other mevarchim. So he says that would be tali. If it's between the bracha to the shechita, lo yafsik. And if he is mafsik, he should make another bracha. And if it's bein shechita l'shechita, he's one, he's mevarich, and he's not mafsik, and he does not need to make another bracha on the shechita.